Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
This is your Times evening briefing on Wednesday, the 1st of May. The 14-year-old boy killed in a sword attack yesterday in northeast London has been named as Daniel Angerin. He went to Bancroft's private school in Woodford Green. They've expressed profound shock and sorrow at the attack, describing Daniel as a gentle character who will leave a lasting impact. This is a second tragedy the school has suffered. Grace O'Malley Kumar, who was stabbed in Nottingham last June, was also understood to have been a former student. The Prime Minister has called the attack heartbreaking and referenced another stabbing at a school in Sheffield where three people got minor injuries.
And I'd just like to reiterate my thanks to the police and other emergency first responders for embodying the highest standards of public service under such awful circumstances. And I know that our thoughts are also with those injured this morning in an attack at a school in Sheffield.
The Scottish Government has survived a vote of no confidence tabled by the Labour Party. The motion was narrowly defeated by 70 votes to 58 after the Greens voted with the SNP. Violence broke out between pro-Palestinian protesters and counter-protesters at the University of California in Los Angeles last night. There were also more than 200 activists arrested at Columbia University in New York, where the college called in the New York Police Department. US commentator Michael Graham says he thinks it helps out Donald Trump, as his trial is only a few miles away.
He's in a Manhattan courtroom. The first time a former president's been charged with a crime, it could be embarrassing testimony about hush money. And instead, the story out of New York that's even bigger than that is this chaos on campus.
Immigration officials have begun rounding up migrants to prepare for flights to Rwanda, potentially as soon as July. But a former Home Office minister says the whole thing's been one big administrative mess. Norman Baker says this all has to be dealt with far more quickly.
They're very slow at processing people. There are people who've been there for in the system for years and haven't been processed. They're costing the taxpayer money. It's insulting and demeaning for the people involved, and it's expensive for the taxpayer, the British taxpayer.
A music industry boss has said the sector is in danger of being destroyed by AI if legislation doesn't come in to protect creators. A poll suggests that 80% of 2,100 adults think an artist's personality should be protected in law. Interim Chief Executive of UK Music, Tom Keel, says musicians are not anti-AI, but think it needs to be controlled.
AI technology is something that potentially could have big benefits to the music industry. It's important we grow together. However, at the moment, we're having a situation where new pieces of music are being created from existing pieces of work without permission from the creators who of the original works. And ultimately, if people are not being paid for the use of their work, then it's a fundamental concern in terms of how the industry can continue.
And McDonald's is hoping to boost sales by creating a larger burger. They're focusing on core menu items to encourage growth. It's being brought in as some customers say they want more filling meals. And there's more on all these stories on Times Radio.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.